This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A Fort Lewis College student in Durango is facing felony charges in an alleged murder-for-hire plot targeting another student. 19-year-old Jackson Keller was arrested last week and is charged with solicitation for first-degree murder and unlawfully possessing a weapon on campus. He was released on bond and was due back in court today. Scientists have created the most detailed groundwater map ever for the U.S. This comes as much of the Mountain West is facing another dry winter.
Discussions about water in the West often focus on rivers, reservoirs, and snowpack, but much of the region's freshwater is actually underground. Reed Maxwell is a Princeton engineer and co-author of the study, done in collaboration with the University of Arizona.
You always think the closest water is like a lake or a river or a stream, but the closest water is beneath your feet.
The study uses machine learning to estimate groundwater depth at a very fine scale, about 30 meters, roughly the size of a city lot. In the Mountain West, the data shows groundwater can vary sharply over short distances, information that could help communities plan for drought and avoid overpumping stressed aquifers. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Tina Peters wants to be released on bond following a recent prison scuffle. Attorneys for the former Mesa County clerk say her safety is at risk after video of her involved in a fracas with another inmate circulated last week. Peters' attorneys requested the State Court of Appeals reverse a lower court ruling. You are listening to All Things Considered from CPR News.